This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Number three, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and, well, you know what, tonight, it's 1911 University Night, which is brought to you by a gunsmith who unashamedly and obsessively builds the finest 1911, 2011, 2019, the Browning pattern, he has made it his own, he has evolved it, and now it is something altogether special. And that is Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. How's it going, sir?
Good, how are you?
I want to do a shout-out to Dan Hall, because Dan Hall, every night when you're coming on, I get a message from Dan Hall on Facebook. Is it 1911 University tonight? Yes, sir, it is. I've thought a few times about, you know, inviting Heidi to come on or something, but everybody loves Joe. Not that they don't like Heidi. Heidi is delightful, but Joe is unabashed. Everything about Joe is unabashed and unapologetic, and, I mean, it resonates.
Yeah, well, that can get you in trouble sometimes.
Well, as long as we don't get in trouble with the FCC, that's fine. You know,
that's all we care about.
Yeah, the other trouble, that's not trouble. That's not trouble. The other trouble, that's not trouble. It's like, what was his name? Ty Cobb. It ain't bragging if you can do it. So,
all right.
There you go. I saw a video of you on Instagram shooting a gun that like it defied physics. Yeah. Now, is that the light fighter?
Yeah.
Now, can I have a definition of why this is, you know, you've got the night fighter, you've got the regulator, you've got the Yeti. I know why those guns are that. Does this weigh less? Lighter recoil because of the way you built it? I mean, what was the deal with it?
Yeah, it weighs less, a little bit. I don't know how much yet. I haven't weighed it yet, but it weighs less than a night fighter or a regulator. Not as light as the Yeti, because that's a single stack commander gun, the bobtail, but has a compensator on it, obviously. So it has less recoil, shoots a little flatter, is a lot louder, exponentially louder, because it has a comp. Shoots fast. A buddy of mine was out here today, Scott, and he was shooting some guns for us, and he says, "Can I shoot the light fighter?" And I said, "Sure." And I gave him a couple mags. He went out and shot it. Then later he shot a night fighter copy that Eric's finishing up, and he says, "Man," he says, "nothing for nothing. Night fighter's nice.
Yeah.
The light fighter just rolls." And I'm like, "Yeah, well, It's a different beast. It's a different kind of animal. You know what I mean? It's like comparing a greyhound to a cheetah. You know, greyhound it'll win the race, but a cheetah will kill the greyhound to win the race.
Yeah.
You know? It's been fun. Fisher was here Monday, Tuesday on his way out west, and we did some night vision testing with it. On Monday night, shot some pretty cool video with the naked eye, and then under a couple of different kinds of night vision goggles, comparing the comp design that I did versus the agency 417 comp and the Nighthawk Firehawk comp. So that was pretty interesting. I'm in the process of doing some video editing now to be able to post those videos to the interwebs for people to see and be able to compare them.
Well, this is the thing. With the Night Fighter, which is the only chambers gun I've ever had hands-on and shot, and that was enough to make me a born-again... how would we put this? I'm in the chambers school now. I'm part of the chambers curriculum, whatever it is. Just that shooting the Night Fighter, which was a... Besides all of the fitting and everything that made it what it was... As far as the look, with the exception of the front sight not being there, it sort of looked like a fully, you know, tacked out 1911 Might or double stack 2011 Might. Now, with the Light Fighter, on the other hand, and all of these others that I keep seeing with these comps that are coming out there, now it's becoming a different kind of a thing. And now, is this just the natural progression where you guys look at what a competitive shooter can do with it and say, well, you know, if you can get more shots on target faster, isn't that really good in a gunfight? Is that your thought process with this?
Well, I guess to some degree, the idea of a carry comp has been around for decades, of course. I don't know who originally popularized it. There's a number of gunsmiths back in the 80s that were putting them on guns. Carry comps don't do a lot on a 45 unless you're really shooting some humdinger loads. I mean,
right.
You know, if you're shooting a 155 grain bullet at 1150 out of a 45, then yeah, you're going to experience some benefits. But with the 9mm, part of making a 9mm accurate is you either have to shoot a hot light load, lightweight bullet, or you have to shoot a fairly substantial 147 grain load.
Right.
And so in an effort to be able to tame recoil, to increase upshot, you know, to decrease time between shots, builders have, you know, begin playing with comp designs on carry guns. And, you know, STI's done it with their DVC guns, and now their Staccato lineup. Nighthawk's been doing it for the past year. There's a number of companies that have been doing it. And so when Chuck and I started talking about the Light Fighter, I says, what do you want to do? Now, you have to keep in mind that Chuck was the inventor of the Roland Special, which was the Glock with the comp and the red dot and all the doodads on it. So, you know, he was no stranger to comp guns. He'd been doing it since the way back days.
Right.
And so it was kind of, for us, it was the natural progression with his Pro Series stuff. Was, well, let's do something reminiscent but modern of, you know, where you started this journey at, and thus the Light Fighter was born. And it is flat, man, and it is fast.
It is loud. Well, who cares about loud? If you're in a gunfight, you're in a gunfight. I mean,
we talk a lot about it. We joke about it because people forget about auditory exclusion, right? I mean, when I'm hunting with a 7mm Magnum, I don't hear the gun blast. My ears don't ring afterwards. Because when that buck walks out and I throw my rifle up and I put the sight on him and I squeeze the trigger, my body shuts those senses down automatically. It's science-y stuff. So, yeah, I mean, do you want to take a gun like this to the range and shoot it without ear pro? No. if you're in a gunfight, it ain't going to matter.
Right.
You know, it's life or death.
You'll just have to get some Q-tips and some, I don't know, maybe some, BC powder or something afterwards. Anyway, we're coming up on the first break. Chambers Custom is, they're going to be a little more exclusive this year. So if you are looking at wanting to have a Chambers Custom pistol, go to chamberscustom.com right now and get in on it while you can. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to curse myself, but I'm two breaks away from finally doing it. That's all I'm saying. And of course, it's Thursday night, so we have the pleasure of being in the classroom for 1911 University with Professor Joe Chambers.
Greetings.
Somebody was giving you a bunch of stuff, and you thought that I was going to make fun of you for getting glasses, didn't you?
I am sitting here wearing them as we speak.
You thought I was going to have a lot of fun with that. I just wonder what kind of gun you're going to turn out now. And this is the thing, and I mean, we've talked about this before, but I don't think I've ever made this point. At the level that you are, where you're at with the guns you build, if you were to look at the one that comes closest to you, the percentage of how well fit and how well done it is very minor, but to get to that percentage is very difficult, isn't it?
Yes.
That's where the problem comes in because of all of that hand fitting and everything you do. So, like with the light fighter, when you went in there, after you shot this gun, and I watched the Instagram video of you shooting the gun, did you go in there and watch the video immediately and say, start measuring things? And, you know, do you have like a representation if you zoom in close enough to where this is true so I can figure out how many centimeters is rising, how many is coming down? I mean, I know you look at that because you've looked at video of me shooting guns saying, well, that goes up a little too high. I think maybe 18 centimeters too high. I'm not sure. You know.
Yeah, actually I do. And I have a whole... I have four or five reels, if you will, of slow motion video of me shooting the gun and then also Steve shooting the gun, because as Newton said, with every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, right?
Right.
And so with a comp, it's my opinion that there's kind of three legs to a comp. You get, muzzle flash, you get recoil suppression, and you get noise. You're only going to be able to cope with three of those, right? Some muzzle devices do really good at flash suppression and recoil reduction, but they're really loud. Other comps are not quite as loud, but they're not really good at flash suppression, but they do good at recoil suppression. You know, other comps are not really loud and they don't do really good at, recoil suppression, but they do really good at flash suppression. So unless you get into some serious open comps, you don't get all three of those. And open comps, you know, open gun comps are categorically just loud. That's just the way they are. That's the way they're built. Okay, whatever. Because you have to, you know, you're getting rid of all that gas, and when you get rid of all that gas, it makes noise. If you want a quiet gun that doesn't recoil and doesn't have a flash, you shoot a suppressor.
Right.
So the thing that I was watching in slow motion video was I tried various different spring weights, and I've got some more springs on the way to try some more spring weights in it just to see if I can optimize it a little bit more. But when I shot it and Eric filmed me in slow motion, what I saw was the gun rose very little, about half as much as a night fighter, which is good. But at the end of the cycle, when the gun went back into battery, there was a slight dip, just a slight one, like maybe a quarter of an inch. And you know, that bugs me, right?
Because I do.
So I'm like, was that me over gripping the gun? You know, what is that? So I says, when Steve got here, I says, hey, I need you to shoot this gun in the daylight so that I can film it in slow motion and see if I'm screwing up or if the gun, you know, what the deal is. So he says, all right. So he shot the gun. We watched it back in slow motion, same spring setup, same loads, everything. Did the exact same thing to Steve. I mean, to the same degree. And I'm like, okay, so it wasn't me. I'm doing my part right, which is important. And so we backed the spring down a little bit, because a lot of comp guns, you know, guys will build comp guns and they have really, really light springs. I think Nighthawk is using currently a 17-pound mainspring and a 8-pound recoil spring in the Firehawk.
Right.
That's what I pulled out. That's what I replaced in Steve's gun that we were testing. And so part of proper comp function, especially when it comes to flame suppression or flame dispersion, in the case of the Chambers Custom Comp, is barrel fit being proper. If the barrel fit is proper and the gun stays in battery the right amount of time, then the comp has the opportunity to disperse the flame properly, and now you get less of a flash and blah, blah, blah. So it's a very deep rabbit hole that you can go down and talk about for hours in regards to that. But anyways, so I knew the barrel fit was right. I knew my grip was good. My hold was good. So we decided to go a little lighter on the springs and go to it. We were using a 12 and we went to a 10 and no change. Same thing.
Right.
Same thing happened. 16, it won't function. It, because the comp's too effective, it doesn't have enough oomph behind it to make the gun cycle properly.
Throw it back far enough.
Right. It won't lock back. I mean, it'll function. It'll run the rounds, but it won't lock back, which that's a no-go, especially right. on a carry gun, you know, a fighting gun. So anyways, we kind of settled on the 12 for now. I think what's happening, I think the 12 is probably optimal. Steve shot the 10 and the gun just torqued in his hand. You could see in the slow motion video, it just torques up. So the 10's out. I think the 12 is probably optimal. It shoots really flat. It does have, you know, a quarter inch of drop or so at the end, which that in my opinion at this time is probably because the slide is going home to the comp. Yeah, there's a gap there. The slide doesn't touch the comp, but it's still going home to the comp, and you have the weight of the comp up front, which causes the gun to naturally dip.
Right.
Well, you know, that's a sacrifice we have to make in order to have a gun that shoots super flat, super fast, and still doesn't have much of a sight signature in the dark.
That's interesting. The thing about Steve, I mean, and that's the thing that I don't think most people would be aware of until they shot with Steve. With Steve, Steve will teach you one drill to where you find out that the biggest problem you're going to have when you're shooting is your hands, the way your hands on it. Are you pushing too far left? Are you pushing too far right? Are you over-muscling it over the top or whatever? And that's where all of this stuff where Joe gets out here and says, I want Steve to do it, because Steve is so aware. So aware of when he's shooting of what his hands are doing. But his thing is the meat hooks are the big problem. But we're coming up on the next break. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. We're going to talk about something that he turned me on to for some of you that may be looking for something out there. Once you have your Chambers gun, that's coming up next. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Democratic Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has launched political attacks against the White House over funding for the coronavirus. The Kentucky Republican calling for bipartisanship in Washington, D.C.
This new disease is not going to press pause so that members can engage in performative outrage that gets us farther from results rather than closer.
Police are identifying the five victims in Wednesday's massacre at the Molson Coors Brewery in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. All five of the victims were employees at the facility and ranged from ages 33 to 61. They were powerhouse operators, machinists, and electricians. The murderer was also a current employee. Police are still investigating the motive, and the Dow lost 1,191 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, "Dad, this is good," so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, like, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Is Lock and Load, and this is 1911 University with Professor Joe Chambers, and I just want to I haven't asked you this question yet, but when we first started down this pathway, Joe and I you know, the first thing I told him was, when this gun finally gets to me, I don't want to go to Walmart and buy a Phobos paddle holster to shove this thing into. And I want a holster that is commensurate with the level of gun it is. And he recommended a holster maker to me. And then, you know, that just went away. There was other things coming up. You know, let's film. Let's do something at SHOT Show. Let's do this. Let's talk this. Let's, you know, and we have phone calls and all this other stuff. But then I finally called the holster maker, and you had already. What did you do? Did you like call him and say, "You're going to be getting a call from this guy"?
Yeah, I did. I called him and I said, "Hey, Bill's going to call you, and you need to take care of him. Make him some nice holsters."
I'm talking about a company out of Westminster, South Carolina, which makes him sort of a home guy. I'm actually going to drive there when it's time to go get holsters, and this is called Exodus Leather. And I think that for anybody that goes out and gets a weapon. Now, you've run these holsters. Is this a holster that you would wear on a daily basis and use as your defensive carry, whether it's inside the waistband, outside the waistband?
I do currently.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a half a dozen holsters from Carl. My newest two, one is a brown horsehide prototype for the Night Fighter / Regulator guns with the light on it. And the other one is was a Christmas present to myself. It's a gray water buffalo, or no, I'm sorry, gray hippo holster that I currently carry my, yeah, I currently carry my 38 Super Commander WMG in. You know, I figured the most dangerous animal in the whole of Africa deserved a rightful place with God's caliber.
There you go. So does that mean that Carl chased down a hippo and skinned him to get you a holster?
Probably not. No.
Yeah. No, you don't think so? I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
Carl sounds like a modest sort. He might have done that.
Yeah, he's a pretty awesome guy. I have a crocodile holster from him. I have a ring lizard holster from him. No, not ring lizard. Regular lizard. I have a couple of horsehide holsters from him. Yeah. And I have a couple belts from him. He makes really, really nice belts. The new belt I just got from him is brown double layer horsehide, and he has developed a way to thin the horsehide enough to where he can make a double layer horsehide belt that's stiff enough that it'll hold your pants up by themselves, but not right. So stiff that it gives you a backache. Yeah.
That's pretty stiff. That's pretty stiff.
It's masterful. I really love it.
One of the ones that he is making for me, because when I called him, I just had in mind, I want one. And he actually has a couple of combos that can either be outside the waistband or inside the waistband. And I was like, I'm just going to get one of those because, they're really fine holsters and their price is indicative of how good they are. So I was getting one with shark skin inlay and everything else. And, he's got in mind a little something different because he's going to build something outside. Although, I'm going to tell you what happened here. You might find this amusing. So I called Joe one time and I said, Joe, what do you think of paddle holsters? Joe's voice went up to about the same level as like an air raid siren at that point and wanted to know if I wanted somebody to snatch my gun off of my hip. Well, at Exodus Holsters, they have a really nice paddle. And when he was asking me about the paddle, I said, well, Joe says that's not the best holster out there. Carl goes, Joe wouldn't tell you that about my paddle holster. So I think he's making a paddle holster for me as well. So we'll see how that goes. But, I mean, when you get a gun like this, when you get – and, I mean, this is a gun – the gun that I've got coming will be – it can't – I'm going to be cremated, so it won't go with me that way. But it will be with me in my final moments. This is a gun that will be the – you know – this will be a gun that is like the gun. And I think we got plans for you to build a second one sometime later this year, but this will be the one. The first one will be the one. And so when you get something like that, you want to put it in something nice. And look, I don't think Exodus leather prices are that extravagant as far as what you're getting for that.
No, I mean, you know, anywhere from, I don't know what his low end stuff is, $150, $180, something like that. But, you know, on up, depending on the exotics that you want, but, you know, a guy has to keep in mind that you can't, crafters like Carl, even with the contacts that they have, they don't go out and buy a piece of alligator hide big enough to make a holster. They go out and buy an alligator hide, all 6 foot of it.
Yeah.
You know, and not all 6 foot of an alligator hide is useful.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's only a couple of useful feet. So, you know, if a fella, like he did a long slide black alligator high holster, belt, and mag pouch for my friend Steven Seagal. And that was a huge alligator that he had to get to do those three pieces the way Steven wanted it with the, because he had the spines on the back of the alligator, you know, it's got the spines, and he had the spines going down the front ridge of the holster. It's a super sweet job. Oh, it's sexy, man. Just sexy. But, you know, so, yeah, when you start talking about exotics like gator and hippo and water buffalo, and I mean, you know, the sky's really the limit, but that's where Carl really excels. And a couple of the holsters, like my hippo holster, my hippo and my crocodile holster are both what he calls his illusion design. So the belt loops are on, it looks like a pancake holster kind of, but the belt loops are on the back. They're bolted to the back of the holster, which is horse hide. So you have this beautiful exotic hide on the outside. It's just gorgeous. And that's what you see. And if you're going to spend, you know, $500-$700 on a holster to carry a gun that costs $5,000-$7,000, well, you want people to see it.
Yeah. Absolutely you do. Absolutely you do. I think a lot of people have given me flack over time because I like holsters that have personality. And, and it's not because I'm going to show it around and go, look at my holster. It's for me. It's for me and me alone. So, I like a craftsman. And I think just looking at what I've seen, I think his holsters complement your guns really, really well. So that'll be a fun moment too, because I'm going to make a road trip to Westminster and we're going to film that and everything else. Although the funner moment will be later this year after it finally warms up, if I can make my way to the Chambers compound. I just want to film all the guns and holsters that must be there that I just imagine are there. And then maybe, what do you use to film your slow motion with?
Android.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, anyway, I'm when I come out there, I'll break you of that habit. Anyway,
I'm low tech, man. What can I say?
Okay. Well, you know, but you're high tech builder. But you're a low-tech filmer. I got to bring that up for you. But anyway, ChambersCustom.com. If you are looking right now if you're thinking about doing this, this is when you need to make that commitment, because there's only going to be so many made this year. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Here we go!
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and this is also 1911 University with Joe Chambers. We've been talking holsters, we've been talking development, flat shooting. I don't think we've ever talked about this. What is the biggest caliber that you make in the 1911, 2011, 2019 platform?
The largest caliber as far as diameter?
Well, just, you know, is it 10 millimeter? Is it something beyond that? What is it?
You know, we build 10 millimeters, we build 45. Most popular right now is 9 millimeter, of course. Everybody wants the 9 millimeter love, which is funny because a few years ago, everybody says, oh, you can't build a 9 millimeter in a 1911 that works right. Well, okay, yeah. I guess if you say so.
Don't mind if I look into that for myself, though, do you?
Been doing it for a while now, but that's okay.
I would be very curious to see what a 10 millimeter that you would build looks like and how it functions. I mean, do you build these in a double stack, single stack? What kind of a configuration does a Chambers Custom 10 millimeter have? Because I know you built one for Steve, right? Is that a single stack, the one you built for Steve?
Yeah, that's a single stack, and we built a couple. Excuse me. Brandon built a WMG 10 millimeter that's in the safe right now. I'm trying to decide if I'm going to sell it or keep it. It's amazing. It shoots wonderfully. We built a couple of those. I built a few of them off and on over the years. Not a lot of them. They're not super popular, but we are fixing to build a couple of long slide 2019, double stack 10 millimeters for a couple of gentlemen that want to hunt hogs with them. And there are some complications because of the magazines. You're limited to the overall length of your cartridge. But one of the clients sent me some pictures today of various types of ammo that are available. You know, the guys, popular ammo that guys use for hog hunting. And they all seem to be below the maximum length limit, which is great. That means it shouldn't be a problem. So Eric will start building that gun on Monday and probably have it done and shooting by, Thursday, Friday. And then we'll get to see how it works. It should work really nice. It should be quite impressive with the extra slide weight.
Right. Now, here's my question for you. Could you take a 10 millimeter pistol and give it sort of a light fighter configuration with a compensator.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, actually, Steve and I talked about that the other night. Quite honestly, for me, if I was going to build like a dedicated 10-millimeter hunting rig, I would make it a long slide with the compensator. Steve is on the side of the fence where he would make it a government length plus the compensator. So, you know, different strokes for different folks. I probably wouldn't build one as in the same configuration as the Light Fighter, simply because the Light Fighter uses commander recoil springs, and you're going to end up having an issue finding springs that are going to control that beast properly. But a government model plus the comp, that would be pretty sweet. That would be pretty sweet indeed.
Yeah. Yeah, that would. Is the new thing that's going to be as far as compensators now? I know there's a lot of, you know, you can add a compensator to a threaded barrel and stuff like that. Is the integrated compensator the way to go?
Integrated meaning?
It's part of the barrel.
Like, I don't think so. And the reason I don't think so, well, it may be the way to go for some companies because of their tolerances. For us, it's not the way to go because it's not too difficult. It's darn near impossible to get it fit to the tolerances that we want.
Right.
If it's integral to the barrel.
Right.
That's why we use a cone comp, a threaded cone with the comp built onto it. So
right.
that we can still get the tolerances we want, but have the benefits of the compensator. You know, and the compensator, you know, the one that I just finished up for the Light Fighter, that was kind of a funny deal because there was some amount of doubt among people who saw it initially when I showed prototype pictures about, oh man, that thing has a huge hole. Right? It has a monster hole in it, and that's going to make, like, that's going to be a fire breather. And my contention all along was, but it won't. Because if you understand fluid dynamics and how gases move, the bigger the hole, the faster the gas can escape. The faster the gas can escape, the less flash you have. And when we tested the three different comps that we had here the other night, mine, Firehawk, and the Agency 417 single comp, single port, what we found out was I was right. Basically, there are two ways to work out that dynamic. You can do it like Agency did with the 417, where they have this giant chamber inside the comp, and then they have a single port, which allows... It allows the comp to contain the fire that's being thrown out. Or you can have a comp like mine that's completely open, wide open to the world, that allows it just to blow out of there and away from you because of the angle on the front of my comp. It blows the gases out from you so you don't get busted in the face by it. And that makes for a very, very small signature. Now, that being said, it also depends on the ammo you're shooting. So in the video
that was what I was going to ask, because, I mean, how do you fit? This is where I think the problem would come in. And this is just me being the layman, using the layman's logic. The way you fit a gun versus the way a 10-millimeter with a full-power load treats a gun, that seems like that would be sort of a conundrum to me.
Yeah, it can be, and that's why it comes down to powder. So one of the things that we found out the other night was, while some comps perform better in the dark than others, it also entirely depends upon the load. So we were shooting 5.8 grains of power pistol behind a 125 grain hollow point, which is our standard test load, and that's a flamethrower. Okay,
right.
We know that. We've shot that load tens, hundreds of thousands of rounds. We know that that load produces fire, lots of it, and it didn't disappoint, especially in one of the guns. I mean, it was a flamethrower. when you get into some of the duty loads, like the HST duty load, the G2 gold dot, which is government use only, the critical duty was the least flashy of all the loads we tested. We tested 5 or 6 loads. The critical duty, out of the agency comps, the signature was extremely small. Out of the chamber's custom comp, 3 of the 5 shots had no visible signature at all with the naked eye in complete darkness. So that's pretty impressive. And it makes a guy really think about and evaluate what kind of loads do I want to carry in my carry gun, especially if it has a comp, if I know that I'm going to be carrying it in a dark situation. Because you don't want to be blinded by your own gun. That's the problem. So yeah, it was very educational, very informative, and I'm looking forward to sharing the results with people. There will be some people really happy, and there will be some people that are disappointed, and that's just the way sharing results go in life. But at the bottom line, what it comes down to is it's education. Take what we're showing you, take what we're teaching you through what we learned, and evaluate it and apply it to your own life. I personally learned that when I'm carrying a comp gun, I'll never carry my own handloads because they blind you.
Yeah. Before we run out of time, let me tell everybody where to go, because I tell you what, tell everybody how to find this social media, because you're on a social media push before we run out of time, sir.
Yeah, so you can find us on Instagram or Facebook at Chambers Custom. And, of course, you can find us on the World Wide Web at chamberscustom.com. If you want to find out specifically about the Fat WMG lineup, you can just go to fatwmg.com. That's P-H-A-T. And, 1911university.com. We have a armorers class coming up in Texas in July.
That's right.
And that's online now. So
we didn't even talk about that. We'll have something to talk about next week, though. Anyway, thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.